Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, G?
How you doing?
Chilling, man. How is the quarantine going? It's got to be a real change of pace. I mean, like, I'm a loser. I hang out in the house for the most part. You're like a superstar. You're a playboy. You're in the clubs. You're out every night. How's this change been for you?
I don't be going to the clubs like that, though.
No, you changed your lifestyle? I know was twisted in the club on a regular basis.
That was like Bless Your Trap Murder.
Yeah, that was a different murder. You're right, yeah.
I don't know. I've been chilling. Like, honestly, the quarantine hasn't really, like, changed my everyday shit. Like, I still play video games and make beats every day, so kind of like the same shit.
What's it like with the studio vibe for rappers in general, though? Like, are rappers still trying to pull up to the studio, or are you encountering some difficulties with that?
I am. Like, definitely some rappers are hitting me up like, yo, like, let's get in the studio and shit. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, like, do you have corona?
But is there a part of you that's looking at, like, you're like, all right, Migos, I'm going to give you all the benefit of the doubt. You don't seem like you have the coronavirus. But then, like, some new kid that you don't really know that well, you're like, maybe I don't want you coming over the crib.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been chilling. I'm probably going to go pull up on Quavo and shit this week. I pulled up on Party, like, last Friday because I dropped my single and then Party dropped his album. So I pulled up on Party, like, you know what I'm saying, just to celebrate the big moment.
You produced a bunch of the stuff on Party's album, right?
Yeah, I produced 3 records.
What was that like? Like, it's such a different style of production compared to a lot of the stuff you do.
Yeah, it's dope. I love making R&B. Usually when I make R&B music, it's with Party. So we have a lot of music that's never came out. You know, I've been working on music with him since 2016. You know, we used to drop some shit back then on, like, SoundCloud. We had 1 record on Views, and then, you know, just, like, been holding on to shit. So I'm happy that he finally dropped, though. You know, I know a lot of people have been waiting on that.
Do you feel like you two working together is important because of Canada, or is it just you just became cool?
We became cool, but also, like, the whole Canadian thing is, like, really good, you know? It's good to, like, stay close with people back home, you know, because we're in, like, an American industry.
But do you feel a little bit of that? You feel like you're sort of, like, in competition with the Americans? Like, do you foresee a future in which, like, the Canadian rap scene is, like, just as strong as America?
I feel like we're all part of, like, the same industry, but just, like, the Canadian shit's just, like, a bonus, you know?
All right, guys. I know you've been spending a lot more time in the house lately. Well, one thing that you could be doing a lot more of while you're in the house is grown-up stuff. So I suggest you head on over to BlueChew.com, and there an affiliated physician will basically explain to you the dosage that's best for you. It comes in a really delicious gummy tablet. And basically, you take these things and you're in the zone. So head on over to BlueChew.com and you can get your first order free when you use promo code Adam22. I'm telling you, these things, they come in very discreet packaging, so you don't need to worry about anybody knowing what you just ordered in the mail. These online physicians that you consult with will let you know that this product is much cheaper than Viagra or Cialis. Basically, it's just a great way to get through this whole pandemic situation. So again, head on over to BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code Adam22. Back to the interview. But where are you right now? You're in Canada or you're in L.A.?
I'm in L.A.
Right.
Hell, everybody was telling me to come home and shit because they were, like, shutting down the borders and shit. But I was like, man, like, I'm, like, always in America now. Like, it's, like, better out here, you know?
What was the last trip you went on before they shut down? Well, I guess you could still cop a flight right now, but for the most part, there's no international travel allowed, right?
Yeah. I got off tour in January with ASAP Ferg, and then the last trip I did was I did a show in Vegas, like, like literally like a day before quarantine started or some shit.
Right.
It was crazy.
Was it weird? Like, because for somebody in your position, like, I'm sure you have like club dates planned out for months and months, and then all of a sudden you just find out like, oh yeah, none of that is happening.
Yeah, like I was like planning like all these shows. I had, yeah, like all my shit got canceled. All my Vegas shit got canceled. It's crazy.
Damn, that's crazy. So let me ask you this question. Like, from a money perspective, you being where you're at in your career, does it present some difficulties, or is it the kind of thing where like you're good enough financially that it doesn't really matter?
No, I'm good. I'm still making money and shit. Like the only thing that like hurt is the shows, right?
Mm.
But I'm not doing like that many shows like that to where it's like affecting me, or I'm not living like show to show or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm still good. I just dropped a drum kit last week. I'm doing good. Dropped a single Friday.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's honestly, it probably affects like people that are at a less established point in their career way more than it establishes, than it hurts somebody like you, you know?
Yeah. Anybody living check, like show to show, definitely affecting them.
Mm, 100%.
Or people who were on tour too, like bands that were on tour and stuff that tried to get like their insurance to pay for a lot of stuff. Like if you got a tour bus, you just started a tour and then all your shows get canceled, you're losing out that money. And then I guess some of the insurance companies were denying some of this. So that's just crazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, we forget that for a lot of people, like, being on tour, them making a couple thousand bucks a night, but then they're coming home from tour and they got, like, 20 grand, and they're like, yo, this has got to last me, like, the next 6 months or whatever. Like, we forget that a lot of people, like, they don't really have a safety net. So as soon as, like, one of their shows, like a week of shows getting canceled could like ruin a lot of touring artists' whole situation.
Yeah, no, that's just, it's definitely like an unfortunate time for like musicians, you know, but we all just gotta stay strong and just get through it together.
I think you might be ahead of the curve though, because I saw a picture of you in Japan back in January and you had the mask on then too, so you're not new to this.
Yeah, no, because so I did a show in India, and I remember on the way, like when we were about to leave India, like all that coronavirus shit started. So I was like, yo, this shit's crazy. Like, I'm about to wear this mask in the airport on the way home. We had a layover in Japan for 10 hours. Everyone with me was like, nah. We got to the airport, everyone was wearing the mask and shit. We had a layover in Japan. So we left the airport. I went to a temple, and then all these people were like drinking from a well. So like, I just drank from the well. Like, I thought it was funny. So I drank from the well. I got sick as fuck. I thought I had corona.
You got sick from the water in the well?
I got sick. No, but it was, like, so cold.
Oh, okay.
I got a cold because it was so cold outside. I was sick for, like, a few weeks. I thought I had corona.
Right. Well, I mean, it's crazy. Cause, like,
I might have had it. I don't know.
I mean, shit, but the reports I've heard from people who, like, really had it, it sounds like the worst disease ever. Like, you would never mistake this with a normal flu, so I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like inflammation in lungs. I just had, like, a cold.
Well, there's a girl, Cam Girl, who co-hosts on the podcast with me, and she wears, like, a mask, and she's been wearing it for years, and we used to always make fun of her for it, and now all of a sudden we're like, wow, like, you predicted the future, babe.
Yeah, she's smart.
Smarter than me. Okay, so this new song, Banana Split with Melly and Dirk. How did that song come about?
All right, so I found Melly on YouTube in 2018. I was like, yo, this kid's fire.
God, so before he blew up, while he was still locked up, like, the first time?
Kind of like, no, kind of like when he got out.
Oh, okay, when he first got out.
And this shit started popping off. I was like, this kid's fire. So I hit him up, got in the studio with him out here in LA. We made like 5 records the first night we met. And that was one of them. And then we kept linking and shit, you know. We kept, like, he pulled up for my birthday the one year. I kept seeing him around, pulling up on him in the studio. And then I just finally decided to use this record, got it mixed, and then got Dirk on it, like, about, like, a few months ago.
Right. So with Melly though, that to me, that's such a tragedy when he got locked up. Like that was such a bummer, just because he's got such a crazy amount of talent, and it just felt like him getting locked up was like, that's a bad L for the whole younger generation, because I felt like he was one of the most talented guys.
Nah, real shit. Free Melly, man. He's a very talented artist. Yeah. Definitely like my top 10.
Yeah, I ain't giving up hope yet, because like whenever I talk to his manager or anything, like, you know, and I could say like a lot of times I used to talk to TK's managers and they didn't seem too worried, and you know, maybe they should have been a little bit more worried, but like when I talk to Melly, his whole team, they don't seem too worried. So I'm kind of like, damn, maybe y'all know about something that's not in the news. Maybe there's a better chance than we think out in the streets that we're going to be able to see him a free man again, you know?
No, he's going to get out.
Yeah, I believe. Okay, and so what about the relationship with Dirk, though? Like, he just seemed like an obvious one to throw on the track with Melly, or what?
I feel like a song with Melly and Lil Dirk, like, they complement each other. And I go way back I've been working with Dirk since, like, 2013, 2014. Mm. Like, when I was, like, in that whole little drill scene, I, like, hit him up. We made a song called Gas and Mud. It was, like, a huge song in Chicago way back in the day.
Right.
And I have a few other songs on his mixtapes and stuff, so... Yeah, shout out to Dirk.
Okay, so Dirk on that song, though, he said he was sending a jet for Melly if he beats his case. Like, I honestly, when I heard that, I was like, man, he's got a good point. Because if Melly beats this case, it's like, how do you celebrate something that big? Like, I've got a lot of friends who got big-ass sentences. I've never really had a friend who beat a big sentence. So that I liked it when I heard that lyric.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
Can you imagine? I don't even know. I might have to come back into the drug game. I might have to get really drunk and like all fucked up if Melly got out, man.
Yeah, that's hard. That's party, man.
What? I wanted to ask this question too, because I'm looking at your Instagram and I'm seeing that, you know, obviously you've done a shitload of work with like kind of like a older, like they seem older now, like older generation of dudes. Like, well, not like just they seem older compared to like Lil Tecca and Leroy and shit. When you look at like the Migos and all this kind of stuff, you know, it's like it's two very different generations. They're probably about like 10 years apart.
That's crazy though. That, like, damn. Yeah, and I
see. Right. No, because in your mind, like you still feel like a young producer. Like Migos still feel like young artists. But then you got like a new generation that realistically is like 10 years behind them.
There's like the 20s, the 21s, the 22s, and then there's like the more like. You're like established 25 to like 28, and then you're like the 30 to 35, and then you're like, right?
Yeah, 35 is when it starts to get difficult to hold it together from my perspective watching the game. Like, it feels like 35 is when you start to really find out if somebody's gonna be around forever or not.
I don't know. I think 2 Chainz is around there.
No, for sure. Like, 2 Chainz, Future, Nicki, like, there's a lot of crazy talent that is older than you think.
No, 100%.
That's definitely,
like,
but
you're like certified when you get up there.
So, but one thing I always notice is that when I look at Leroy and Tekka and stuff, it's like they're very much like sort of competing on melodies. Like that's what they're concerned with way more than lyrics and stuff. Like what from your perspective, what's the big differences between the sort of age groups?
Yeah, I'd say like the new kids are melodies, when that next tier, like the Migos, that whole group was like flow, kind of like they came in like the Migos came in with like distinct flow, and then obviously like Future and like Thug and stuff, their melodies as well. So those young kids, I feel like, are like getting their inspiration from like Chief Keef and Thug. And
but it's crazy because somebody like Lil Tecca is like, you know, he couldn't help but have been influenced by Migos, just because like that was the music that was everywhere his whole childhood, you know?
And that's why, that's what's crazy to me, that like I've been working with like Kid Leroy and like NLE Choppa and like Tekka, all these kids, and like it's just crazy to like now be working with people that like these kids like grew up on the shit I was doing with the Migos on mixtapes. Like they grew up on like the No Label 2s and like those like big iconic mixtapes that I was a part of, because there was big iconic mixtapes that I wasn't a part of before I even started making music, you know what I mean, or beats. But now it's like these kids really like grew up on that, and like NLE Choppa, these kids like remember like Antidote on No Label 2 by the Migos and shit. It's like, it's crazy, you know, even like Polo G and stuff.
Yeah, you just get surprised one day and somebody like makes you feel like an OG and you're just like, damn, I thought I was a little kid. All of a sudden you're talking to me like I'm an OG. All right.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know? Just shout out the whole young generation. Like, I like where music's going.
Definitely. Okay, last question. Do you have a Corona Bay?
No, man.
No.
Nah, I'm chilling in the crib, man.
Would you not trust a girl to come over right now because you're not sure where she's been and you're not sure if she's got the Corona?
Nah.
Not too worried?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't want to catch that shit.
I hear you. Yeah, same thing here. I mean, the more I read about people and what it's like to actually have it, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I really want to make sure I don't get this shit.
Yeah, nah, this shit crazy. Shit, we might risk it all for the right one. I don't know.
I like that kind of guy. That's the right attitude right there. I want a girl out there who's going to be the one who's ready to die for murder.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like ironically. All right, so hey, good luck there, man. I hope it's like, well, I don't want to be overly optimistic for all the people out there, but I think we might have a couple more months on lockdown for sure.
I don't like hearing that, you know? Like, I think that's the truth too, but like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't really want to, like, I don't know. The only thing I've been doing to, like, get out the house, like, when I'm, like, bored or some shit, I'll, like, drive down to the beach and just, like, watch the waves. Kind of, like, meditate, clear my mind and shit.
Hey, it's good that you live in an area where you can do that because I've been hearing that they've been giving out tickets to people going to the beaches in, like, the more crowded areas.
Oh, really? Because some kid, yeah, yesterday when I was parked up on the beach, some kid got pulled out, like, the cops came up to the kid, like, right behind me in his car, and I just dipped off.
Yeah, I feel like they just don't want you hanging out for too long. It's weird because there's some skate parks that are still open, but most of them, they're totally shut down now, and I've never had to deal with that before. Normally, it was like if they tell you you can't ride some rail or some ledge or whatever, you're like, oh, I'll go to the skate park. Now it's like, nah, you're not allowed there either.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't know.
Times are changing.
I can't skateboard.
Oh, we're going to change that for sure. No, I can't skateboard either, so I'm not going to change it.
Everyone thinks I can skateboard, but I can't.
You just have that look?
Yeah, it's because I'm white with blonde hair.
I feel your pain, bro. All right, Murda, it was good talking to you, and good luck with the quarantine and everything, man.
Yeah, man, you too, bro. Be safe, man.
Everybody, go stream that Melly and Dirk song with Murda.
Yeah, go get that, man. Banana Split featuring YNW, Melly, and Lil Dirk. Go get that.
Facts. Shout out, No Jumper. Appreciate you, G. Much love. All right, bro.
Yep.